Let us begin. We're up to Simen Mem Tes, Halacha Yud Aleph, which can be found in page Reish Ayin Gimel. Reish Ayin Gimel. Halacha Yud Aleph, Afilu Hayolham Mitchila Shtei Yenos. We are continuing our discussion of the bracha of Hatoy VeHametiv. When you're drinking one wine and you bring out a better wine, you're supposed to say, make a new bracha, Hatoy VeHametiv. We mentioned there are many conditions. Here we have another condition. Afilu hayu lohem mitchila shtei yenis. If you have on the table in front of you two wines, Ela, shlo hayu lufan of yachad kishabech bari priya gofen. But the second wine was not on the table when you made boire priya gofen. Mevorech al hasheni hameshubach Hatoy VeHametiv. And now, later in the meal, the second wine is brought forward. You make on the second wine Hatoy VeHametiv. Aval, the point he really wants to make is this section. Im hoyu shteim lofonav al hashulchan, einoy mevorech Hatoy VeHametiv, elo borei priagofen mevorech al hameshubach lifter gam es ha-garua. If at the time, the beginning of the meal, you have on the table both bottles of wine, the inferior wine and the superior wine, you only make one bracha. What bracha? Boirei pri hagafen. Upon which of the two wines do you make the bracha? On the better wine. That's the lacha. To make the bracha, Hatoy VeHametiv. What?
Who's to say which one is the better one?
So, you're right, that's a tough question. If they're both...
Look at the price
tag. we learned last week that even if one wine does not taste as good, but it's healthier, even white wine is supposed to be healthier than red wine, so technically you do make a bracha Hatoy VeHametiv on the second wine. But that's only...
Red wine, they say, is good for the heart.
So now they're changing the rules. The doctors are changing the rules. Okay, we're always changing the rules. Could very well be. So whatever the situation is, with that, the rule of making Hatoy VeHametiv is only when the time when you make your Bari Priya Gofen, you only have on the table one wine. But if at the moment when you make Bari Priya Gofen, you have on the table both wines, then you're not going to make Hatoy VeHametiv. Hatoy VeHametiv is when you bring forward a new wine that you did not know about. But if you have both wines on the table, he's telling you a chiddush. You should make the borei priya gofen on the better wine.
Now, you make a third bottle.
If you bring in a third bottle, then you do make a toy. Yes. If you now bring in from the kitchen a third bottle, and the third bottle is better in some way, either in taste or in.
So we have wine testing. You bring it in each bottle.
You make a borei. That's right.
If you bring it in. After
the other, bring after, yeah, that's right.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. You make a bracha. Well, that's right. That says we said even three, four, five. We learned lesson. Every additional bottle, you make another bracha in Toiv HaMetiv. Okay, there are more conditions. Halacha Yud Beis. Ein mevarach b'Toiv HaMetiv elam yesh oid min yayin harishon. Another condition. People don't know this condition. The only normally when you bring another bottle of wine, what's normally the rule? When you run out, right? You're at the table, pour. There's nothing left. There's nothing left. Go to the kitchen, bring another bottle. Oh, look at that. We're here by a suda, and they bring out another bottle of wine, better bottle of wine. We're going to make Hatoy VeHametiv. It's a big mistake. The only time you take Hatoy VeHametiv is when you still have leftover wine from the first bottle of wine. But which is more very common when there's nothing left over, you're pouring wine at a restaurant, right? And then you finish the bottle of wine. Okay, let's order another bottle of wine. Bring out the wine menu. Another $50 down the drain. And you bring down another bottle of wine. You don't, because it's only when you still have on the table the original wine. Ella im yesh oid min hayayin harishin v'reitzim lishtois es hasheni mishum shinu yayin. You want a different taste, you know, you want a different flavor. Av limach mas hasheyayin harishin kolo. But if the only reason why you bring the one is because the first one is finished, mivin es hasheni ein mivarchin alav. Another condition. Yud gimbal, ein mivarchin hatav ha-meitiv ella b'sheyesh v'achar imo. There has to be someone else with you at the table. If you're all alone, you don't make a bracha. Who also drinks from both bottles of wine. If you're at a table, I'm going to bring a new wine. But your friend, your guest, is not drinking the wine with you. No, that's very easy with your friend, and only one person is a wine connoisseur who wants to drink more wine, but everyone else not drinking, then you don't make the HaMetiv. Gam kei mishtayenas, tohochi mashma, the word HaToiv is low. Generally, the bracha HaToiv HaMetiv is a replacement of the Shechiyanu. It's interesting, most of the time, the more appropriate bracha is HaToiv HaMetiv, not Shechiyanu. Every time when you chai to make a Shechiyanu, you have to check that's the right bracha. Most of the time when you have to make a shachriyanu, you should really make a Hatoy VeHametiv. Because when the good thing happens to you, it's not just for you, but it's also for someone else, someone's going to share in this good news, then you make a toiv hametiv. The atoiv mashma, the dachim mashma, atoiv lo, the hametiv is lachaveroi. Vuadin ishtoi bonavimo. Ishtoi gufo doesn't apply in this case. You don't say that. If your wife is drinking with you, or children are with you, also you can make the bracha atoiv hametiv, avalim hu yichidi einu rebo, if you're all alone, einoi mevorich. Next. Now, even when you have someone else with you, it's not so simple. Halach yudalit. Ha'ireach shemesiv eitzel balabayis, a guest that's by balabayis. Ima balabayis neisen as akankan al shluchan sheyishag misha yirtze. If the wine is public wine, the balabayis puts the bottle on the table and says to the guests, take all you want, it's all yours. K'moyish oisim besudos ha-gedelos, like large meals, im kein ha-yayin ku k'moy b'shut hofus. And then it's appropriate if they bring out a new bottle of wine to the table, you make it in the bracha, m'vorach ha-toy v'metiv. Aval, im ha-bal ha-bayis noisim l'chol echad koisoy, but if the wine you do not, you are not free to take wine yourself. The wine is served to you. The balabayis serves. You don't have the right to take whatever what you want. The wine is brought to the balabayis, and the balabayis serves you a glass of wine. Ein mevarchin atoy v'hanetiv, kevon she'ein lohem shutofus bayayin. I'm not a partner in the wine. In order to make a toy mate, there has to be someone else. It's good for me and it's good for you. But if you're just a tofel to me, you're under my authority, then there's no metiv. I'm the balabas. It's only toif. Whatever you do is only because of me. You can't make the bracha toif and metiv. You only make toif and metiv when the other person has autonomy. I can do whatever I want. You're giving him rights. I'm putting the bottle on the table. You take, don't take, do whatever you want. But if I'm going to be the serving, then you can't make the bracha. V'afilu ha-balabayis ein. In that case, even the balabayis cannot make the bracha because it's not considered to be metiv to someone else. Who makes the bracha atayv ha-metiv? Technically speaking, every single person at the table, if all the conditions have been met, every single person should make the bracha atayv ha-metiv. However, that's not the custom. The custom is one person makes the bracha on behalf of everyone. Before you say atayv ha-metiv, you should say, berishus or savrai. Pay attention. Savrai, b'chulu, Sheyidnu lev l'shmoya v'yanu. Everyone there assembled shall answer amen. Sheyetsu b'berchasoy. You should make the bracha on behalf of everyone else. V'davka k'sheyesh chol echad kais l'fanas. It's also only true when everyone has a common part of them. Sheyitay miyad. They have to be able to drink the wine immediately after you drink. Shaloi hefsik bein habracha l'shesu. There should not be a hefsik between atoy v'hametiv and the sipping of the wine. So if you're going to make, they bring a new wine to the table and you pour a glass of wine for yourself, and you make atoyv hametiv, and they all answer amen, and they don't drink right away, you just ruined it. Because now they also need to make atoyv hametiv, because otherwise it would be a hefsik between your bracha and their drinking. So you have to pour a cup of wine to everyone, make atoyv hametiv, they all drink together. In other words, really it all comes down to the chaya, or what the Kaf HaChaim says. There are so many conditions in making atoy v'hametiv. Kaf HaChaim says, "Bizman hazeh, we don't make atoy v'hametiv." Let's review quickly some of the conditions. You have to have on the table some of the old wine, right? You have to have leftovers. If you run out of wine and you bring a new bottle of wine, you don't make. People don't know that halacha. I think you make them no matter what. You bring out better wine, you make a bracha. No, you have to have on the table some leftover wine. Number two, you have to give your guests freedom. They have to feel that they can take whatever they want. Don't go and you know, wine is expensive. They could be there embarrassed. If you invite a guest and you have a $50 bottle of wine, they're not just going to take the bottle of wine unless you actually give it to them. They have to feel that they're partners in the wine. They're partners in the wine, then the bracha toiv hametiv is appropriate. Everyone has to have a cup of wine in front of them. One person makes the bracha, everyone eats some, and they drink right away. And the wine that you bring out now cannot have been on the table when you made the first Borei Pri HaGafen. So there's so many conditions. You really have every single condition? Are you really comfortable making the Borei Pri HaGafen, making Atoyv HaMetiv? Kaf HaChaim says he's not comfortable making Atoyv HaMetiv. Too many conditions to fulfill. Too many different issues. Better not to make the Bracha Bizman Hazeh. That's what he says. But the kid doesn't say that. Kid says that you have all the conditions.
It's not better than that. What you do is you take off the wine off the table, so there's no problem.
Also, you make it even better, bedavka, not to make the bracha tomatif, or bring out all the wine in the beginning of the meal, all the wine that you're planning to drink in the beginning of the, all the wine you need to put on the table right away, or make sure you finish with the old wine. There's nothing left.
Everybody, you can't have the wine unless I pour it.
Right, so you're doing things to avoid, but that's very strange, because we are all brought up with this idea that there is something called a toiva hametiv. You do make a bracha, when you bring a better one, you make a toiva hametiv. And I'm hearing stories about a different gedolim. They did make a toiva, they brought out to the table better wine, they made a toiva hametiv. Do we hear stories of such, they did make a toiva hametiv. Okay, all the conditions must be met. It's not something that we like hearing, oh, but Zman has that we don't do this because there are too many conditions and we're going to get mixed up and better avoid the issue. You don't like to hear that.
Like we're machma to do all kind of humorous, but when it comes to that, yeah. We're machma not to make
it. I know, it's strange. It's very strange. All right, this is what it says. These
you
are.
Never.
Did you ever make a tomato?
Yeah, sure.
But you brought better wine?
Yeah, Rosh Hashanah.
And you filled it all, you filled all the conditions?
Huh?
And you fulfilled all these conditions?
All the conditions, but I had it anyway.
Okay, now you know all the conditions. And let us see what it says in the.
Some people say
Al-Khayt. Let's see the next halacha. Tezayin in Mavarech Birchas Hamazon. This we mentioned last week, that when you bench Birchas Hamazon, if the wine you're using for Birchas Hamazon on Shabbos, you have a 3 feet lechatchili, it's supposed to bench alayayin, is better wine than the one you had during the meal. So lechayru, you should make a toivah metiv. If you have all. So, but no one else, so let other people drink with you. That's right. So you'll give them to taste. Let's try it. You have to fulfill that condition as well. Let's say you would fulfill all the conditions. Everyone's going to have in front of them a kais shal yayin for Birchas Mazon, which we don't. That's the way we're supposed to do. Everyone's supposed to have a kais shal yayin. We don't do that. But let's say everyone would have in front of them a kais shal yayin for Birchas Mazon, and you have better wine, and on the table is the old wine. You have all the conditions. So do you make tatoiv metiv for benching? Absolutely not. Why? Because you already said it. You said the ikar hatoiv hametiv, the fourth bracha of Birchas Hamazon. That's the ikar hatoiv hametiv. Okay, and the Sharim says Allah, he quotes the other classic case of the Dalit Kaisis Shal Pesach. So let's say the second cup is better than the first cup. You bring out new wine for the second cup, of the third cup, of the fourth cup, so why don't you make a Taiva Hametiv? So let's see what it says here on the bottom. Dalit and Peish Reisha and Gimel Dalit on the bottom. Mavarch Tchilu Atav Ametiv. V'Shasu Shuvas Space Yehuda. Kosta Dei Mavarch Atav Ametiv. El Al Koyish Shel Rishus. V'Lo Al Koyish Shel Choyva. V'Aybrika Yosef Hevim Demaisa Hoye B'Lel Skadish Chag HaPesach. The night of the Holy Pesach. Delachar Koyish Risha and Rohu Shayayim Hu Garua. After the kois rishon, they saw the wine was no good. V'nistabku im yishalchu acher yayin toiv l'tzerch shalosh koisos hanoisam. So therefore, they decided that we need better wine. They realized the first cup of wine, the wine was not such good quality. They're going to go bring out better wine for the other koisos. Shalo yikonsu b'tzofik birchas hatoiv v'hametiv dal koisos v'hevi rai mishas b'shochat b'shabes chatos kichusha. I'm lo have shmeina ushchait harel kham shim mitzam in amvkhar ein khayshim lo malakh staraitsa. So the shail over here is it's yamtif and yamtif shokh shabbes and shabbes they shokh I'm sorry a carbon and shabbes you bring a carbon khatas part of the usir echol khatas part of the musaf you bring a carbon khatas and let's say they did a mitzvah shchita for the chatos of the tzibur, and it's Shabbos. And then they realize, you know what, this animal is kichusha. It's a lean animal, it's not a good animal. We can do better. Why don't we bring another animal and do a better shchita on a thicker animal, and we'll have the meat will be better to burn on the mizbeach. Oh, it's chilul Shabbos. So the Gemara says, b'shachat b'shabbos chatos kichusha, it's no chil Shabbos. You're doing it for the purpose of the carbon tzibor. They do make it. He did. That's how you do it.
That was the shock of the Tariya.
I thought I saw in the art scroll. So where did I say? I thought it was you don't make it. No.
This is the
shayla.
He said, we don't want to bring in a different, better wine, because if we bring in a better wine, we will have
to make a toiva meitiv. So ein achinami, to bring better wine and make a toiva meitiv.
Right.
Just like we find that you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. Right. If you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, you're being moisif a bracha. Gezun to hate, no problem. So he taka paskins, and on Pesach, if you bring a better wine, you do make a toiva meitiv.
So you end up making two brachas on that toast.
Yeah, that's right. You make two brachas on the toast. And which one do you make first? That's where we had the discussion. The bracha you make first is a toiva meitiv, and the second bracha is borei pri hagafen. That's what we learned in the previous halacha. Whenever you make two brachas, the second one is the borei pri hagafen. However, I believe I saw here, maybe we could look over here, that not everyone agrees with this primogadim, that anything which is called, that's so the kitzur says, the birchas hamazoin is, I saw in the Pesach Shuvah, I don't have it. Was because you already said the native. Okay, I don't
say it's a kashon bracha.
Oh, so Yerachlami, let's go with that Yisoid. However, the Pesach Shuvah, I don't have it here. I don't know what happened. I used to keep a copy over here and it disappeared. Maybe I took it on my mistake. But in the Pesachei Teshuvos, I remember seeing that they are cholkim on this prima gadim. There are other poskim that say that the takana of atoiv ha-meitiv was only established for yayin shel reshus, not for yayin shel choiva. That takes care of both kashas. For the kosh shel brichas hamazon, and also was a cholik on the da'al kosheis, you would not make atoiv ha-meitiv. Chiluk ideas, different opinions.
You don't have wine, and you only use your mitzi to make the.
Might see on Yadal Dal Kaisa is no such thing. What are you talking about? What do you mean?
Like Kiddush, you can use the Chalos, right?
Yeah. But the Yavet.
But
no such thing, not for Yadal Kaisa. You can use milk if you don't have wine, but you have Chamar Medina. Chamar Medina. There's no din of a toiva meitiv on Chamar Medina. I bring out better beer. Right? They have a better commercial. You make a bracha on a better commercial. Hatoyev hamit. Okay, that concludes the laws of hatoyev hamit. Now we go to the new section of the bracha is birchas hanenu. The bracha rishayna simin nun. Let us start a little bit simin nun. Kholim the bracha rishayna mi birchas hanenin. Ksivit says Lashem aritz maloya shakol hu kmoi hekdesh. Everything belongs to Hashem. Uchamoy she'asur lehanos. What? Uchamoy she'asur lehanos min ha'hekdesh al yachar ha'pidyon. You're not allowed to derive benefit from ha'hekdesh after you redeem it. V'nen min ha'hekdesh b'lepidyon k'mo'al k'mo'y ken asur lehanos min ha'olam ha'zeb l'bracha v'ha'bracha hu p'pidyon. The bracha is the redemption of property of Hashem. When you make a bracha, it's redemption. Now it is permitted. Let's right away take a look at the Shomis from Halacha on the bottom. Also, Halacha Smeil Noz Ablai Bracha. Ayin Ayin Be Sefer Hakadosh Noim Ali Melech. This really a Jewish Sefer. Kos Abba Shem Apayiskim Delechein Ein Mavarchem Al Ha'al Ha'al Ha'noas Tashmish Mishum Diev Shal Yos Boloi Taruvus Yetz Sahara. Person does not make a bracha on these things because it's not l'shem shemayim. It's impossible to be l'shem shemayim. Or the sefer derech piku decha. So he's giving other examples of things that you do not always make a bracha. You don't make a bracha where it's. That's a mitzvah. That's why it's in the negative. Very good. That's why it's in the negative form. A very good point. You're not making the bracha on the positive form of getting married. First,
you
who says
you don't make a shechi yona then either? First time you get married, you don't make a shechi yona because it is.
Because it's not shachta to be shachianu. Why don't you make a bracha on a shachianu? Yeah. So then, why does that take away from a shachianu? That's the shachianu bound by those laws. I don't know.
I think so.
Okay, it could be. But you don't make a bracha on those in yonim because it is a yetzar. It was sefer derech pikudecha kasab tuduhu loyra bepayskim avol loyra inu ein araya v'nemon aleinu hakadosh hazeh ayin sham. That we have not seen. He says kasab b'shem apayskim delchein ein araya. He never saw this. He says he wrote in the name of payskim. So he says, I never saw, I don't know what poiskim you're talking about. What poiskim? You're telling me, b'shem poiskim, that's the reason why you don't make a bracha. So he says, "Duhu loy rabbe paiskim." I don't know what you're talking about, Naim Alimelech. How can you say about Naim Alimelech? The Hilik Naim Alimelech.
The Chassidim have a pronostic on the first deal. They have a.
There are things.
They do have.
They have psukim, but it's not a bracha. I know. I once saw there's a whole long.
Then you wouldn't make a shechiyanu when you eat a new fruit because you might enjoy some of the food.
Okay, that's what he's coming to address. Avaloi re'inu eina roi. If he says he saw in Poiskim, we believe him. Just because we have not seen the Poiskim that he's referring to, it's not in our latest edition of Itzra Chachma. That doesn't mean anything. If he says it's there, it's there. V'nemon oleinu hakadosh hazer ayin sham. Chosav hu hatamishum le'nidna lahano ela le'mitzvah. And so he writes, what's another reason? Because it was not given for Hana, Elo Lemitzvah, and therefore what? These are Birchas Hanenin. So we're discussing here Brachos of pleasure. That Inyan was not given to a person to derive pleasure, it was given for a mitzvah, and therefore it's not appropriate to make a Birchas Hanenin. It's not for you to do, that's not the issue. It was not given for a person for Hana. V'yod Michash Kachash, here is so that it caused a person to become weak. This act causes a person to become weak. It's not good for a person's health to some degree. That's what it says. Here's another. This is the Yisoid. Why, a famous Yisoid, why don't you make a bracha when you give tzedakah? It's not totally in you. There are many reasons. The person that only has to want to accept. Did you ever have the experience where you gave someone a dollar and they give it back to you?
Yeah.
I've had that experience. What? $10? I thought you said they gave you $10, they gave back to you, it's not enough. They gave back to me. So that's mamish why. If you make a bracha and you give it to me, give it back to you, so it'll be bracha levatala. So it's the same thing that the isha could reject the ish. So that's another tam. So it takes away, it's called birchas hanen. We're discussing here deriving benefit. Okay, so what he is saying something very interesting concept. There are different types of, but when a person eats, he has benefit. But he seems to be saying that a person's Yetzirah is not involved. Is that really true?
No, you're not saying that.
That's what he's saying. He's saying the first answer.
Someone else is involved in it.
That's the ultimate answer. That's the third answer. Let's go one step at a time. The first answer he gives is because it's impossible not to have the Yetzirah involved. Okay, so I eat a piece of food, a delicious piece of cheesecake. The Yetzirah is not involved? You're going to say that, I'm just doing it to have koichos, hanefesh. What? The koichos. But I enjoy it. So what is he saying? No, we have to understand what he's saying. There are different types of Yetzirah. It's an amazing idea. There's something very deep, very profound. That when it comes to these in Yonim, it's different. There are different types of pleasures in this world, and there's some pleasures which are on a different league than others. Eating a piece of cheesecake, I'm deriving pleasure, and that's why I'm making a bracha, but it's within man's koichos to take that pleasure and elevate it for Hashem. I'm deriving pleasures.
Food
explain.
Is different. Food you need for sustenance.
Right.
Yes.
So there's sustenance, and maybe there's hanoah as well, but for sustenance already.
It's like a different svar.
You're swallowing it.
And that is not necessary at all.
Right.
Okay, it's a different svar. I hear what you're saying. It's another idea. It's not necessary. So it's purely for tzitayva. It's not a necessity for life. Food, you're saying, I can eat just bread, tasteless bread. So why can't you say now that I'm taking something which has flavoring, I'm doing more than I need to do? Why can't you say that's svara? I don't need it either. I don't need
the additional, but you need
you some. Need food. All right, it's a svara.
You should make a tzeiva
meitiv. Make it's good for someone else. What's it good for someone else?
I can eat very bland food. And
yes.
Now I'm eating,
delicious food. Yes. So why tzeiva meitiv? So why is tzeiva meitiv? Why is it tzeiva meitiv? Tzeiva meitiv is only when it's good for someone else. You need to make a shachianu. Shachianu is only a unique experience.
So you're sitting there with other people and you're bringing in.
No, that's not. They're different madrigas. So that's if you are the food is going in your stomach, it's good for you. It's not good for them. It might be good for the doctor. It might be good for the caterer. It's good for the dentist. Good for the caterer. It's good for the industry. But it's not. But it's that's not what Chazal had in mind. Or I want to suggest another idea that there's just, you see here, a different darga of Yetzirah. It's a whole different category. It's a whole different category of these and yanim. Biologically, it's certainly true, right? There are certain types of hormones that are only shayich to ishus, that have no shayichus to food, right? Isn't that a rachmanos on a sick person that doesn't have tivus? At least these sick people. So they're hungry. They have a desire to eat. So obviously, it's a whole different type of yetzahara, a different category, which possibly Chazal differentiating between when you would say it's l'shem shmaim and when we don't make an issue out of that. Okay, next halacha, very interesting halacha. Next halacha.
No, you missed it.
The last point he says is because it's Torah B'das Achayim.
Right, so that's why a lot.
That's the bottom line. That's the bottom line.
They don't have a shayla of a bracha, so they have a
noah.
They should have a
noah,
but not the wife.
Wait. There is no bracha. L'chol hadeis is no bracha. I don't know what you're saying. You make me joke. I don't get the joke. Okay. There is no, bottom line is, any that's Torah B'das Achayim is not. And that's also the reason why Mishalach Manos. Why make a bracha Mishalach Manos? Make a bracha Megillah? Al Mikra Megillah. Same Kohen Purim. So why make a bracha Mishalach Manos? Mishalach Manos. It's totally B'das Achayim. That's the Shechianu. That's the Shechianu. The Shechianu. They always make an announcement. Everybody say, don't forget that we make the Shechianu of Kavanah for the mitzvah yom, for the mitzvah of Mishalach Manos and the mitzvah of the Sudas Purim. And also, according to some opinions, Matonis Levyonim. Not everyone agrees that the Shechianu, but if you want, you can have Kavanah for that as well, but don't tell anyone. That's the standard announcement in every shul. Why do you make a bracha? I made a bracha al mikra megillah. So when I go and I give my friend mishloach manos, asher kedushanu b'mitzvahs zanu al mitzvahs mishloach manos. It's totally b'das acherim. Who says he wants your matana? Did you ever have the experience with someone rejecting mishloach manos?
Yeah, especially the packaged ones.
The packaged ones?
They don't like the extra. They get rid of it right away.
They're terrible.
They get rid of the hechsher.
I have a chavrusa who only gets organic. If you send him something that's not organic,
in the garbage.
No, he won't touch it.
Okay. So it's totally bedas achem. You can't make a bracha. Next halacha beis al pishav diyeved im tosh v'shakel. This is important halacha. If by mistake you made a shahakel al kol davar yotza, that's b'diyeved. Afilo al pas v'al yain yotza b'diyeved. You make a mistake, but lechatil also laskin. People abuse this halacha. When I was a child, people used to abuse halacha. Oh, you don't a bracha to make. You make this, that. To make a shahakel yotza. You know, he makes it very clear. You're not allowed to do that. You only want to do that when you've done everything within your power to be mavara, and you don't know.
You can't
figure it out. But if it's not making a phone call, if the question has been decided, it's just that you're too lazy to open up the bracha book to see what bracha you make on it, or you're too lazy to clarify the issue, that's not an excuse to make a shahakal. When the poskim can't decide, then you make a shahakal. Avol tzarech lilmoid lahavin eizah bracha yivarech al kol min vid. Yeah, you think the bracha speak? Did you memorize all those brachas when you were a child? I could never memorize the brachas. I didn't do too well in those things.
You didn't know if it was a dhamma, if it was
you really take the brisket
stuff. What's the brisket sheet?
The brachas means first you wash, then you make a
bite, then you... But even the desserts are very complicated.
It's on the ground.
They're very complicated. See? Let me ask you, go to...
Had the Shaila
yesterday. Hey, what do you do? I don't know what the halach is. Shalosh shuras. Okay, go to Shalosh shuras. I went to a shul Shalosh shuras, so they served leftovers from a kiddush. I don't know. They have on the table lechem mishnah. And all Shalosh shuras takes 15 minutes, and there were nuts. And there were nuts on the table. So do you make a bar parades on the nuts? So l'char, yeah. L'char, you make more bread. But is that really... But that's the main course. I'm not joking. That was like the main course. They had on the table pure leftovers from the kiddush in the morning. I don't know why they had nuts. Maybe the shalom zacha the night before. I don't know. You don't know some nuts by a kiddush. So they had on the table cake that was already stale. And they had, I don't know, there was some tuna fish, but I couldn't get to it because on the other side of the table, and there was some old soil that already was there, already all the fish went out. So what was already there? There was a bulka. There was some little bowl cut. All that was, and there was some celery also on the table. Maybe the celery is also. So what am I supposed to do with? So basically, it turned out that the nuts really was the main course. That's what. That's the result.
But that's not a meal.
That's a dama.
It's not a meal.
It's not a meal.
No, you can't be kavei on nuts.
So I'm kavei on the bread.
Let's say you go to a meal.
Yeah.
And they have less than a kavei. Can you make a bracha?
Bracha chorina, birchas hamazon, certainly not.
Right. So
no, but I had bread. I had a kazayis of lechem. I had a kazayis of lechem. And what else is there to eat? Nuts.
But so when you wash, you had a dinner that you would eat them, the nuts?
I don't know what I had in mind. I don't go to shul shuls too often. So is the nuts, that the main course is the lechem, and the dessert is the nuts? I have to make barbara, it's posh, that's bamish posh.
There's no meal.
Or this is...
They would only have fruit.
Same child. They don't have, but let's say the same exact child I would have.
There's nothing else.
It's such a makeshift type of meal, the way it was arranged on a Shabbos, a Shalosh Shuras, in the middle of the winter, the whole setting of the Shalosh Shuras is such a mishmash. How do you view things that are normally served as dessert when now it's being served together with your Lecha Mishnah?
If you're washing whatever, this is the Shalosh Shuras.
Is that how the halacha? Maybe it's the bread is the meal. That's the way it is. The summer, the winter time, the lechem mishnah is the meal, and then there's dessert. You make a bar parade, so I'm nuts.
No, because you don't have to eat a shear of the bread.
I ate a shear of the bread. You have to.
You don't have to.
If you would combine it with the nuts, then you would not have to make a shear.
So that's
not even agrees there. Moshe doesn't like that. Moshe holds you have to eat mamash. Moshe disagrees. Moshe holds you have to eat the kazayas of lechem to wash. What? Sure, you have a kazayis. Bread, very easy. 1 ounce is a kazayis. Schnapps cup. 1.1 ounces is l'chol deis a kazayis. 1.1 ounces, which is the size of a little schnapps cup. The shilas. They should send in shilas to make into the flapper Jewish journal. Everyone should send in instead of let us sit together. It's an interesting shilas and get answers every week. That will make it much more interesting. Okay. The abedava she'evshal. What? Get a paisek every week's answer. People should send in night brachas every shilas, interesting shilas of the week. People should send in bizarre questions, and get the halachic response, bizarre answers. But you know what the problem with that is? It's machlokes. Everything is a machlokes. Anytime you get into a swarm of halacha. In art school, they had it written up. They wanted to do. Someone told me this. I think even Zlatowitz told me this. Gedalia Zlatowitz. I didn't even have it written up Shulchan Aruch, English Shulchan Aruch. You know, like the Shanstein Shas, English Shulchan Aruch. So he said to me, halacha is not. It's not good for us to get into halacha because halacha, everything is machlekes. Once you start translating halacha and start taking sides, all halachic issues, you're opening yourself up for a nightmare. Then Gemara, okay, so Pshan the Gemara. So who's gonna bother you? Halacha lemaisa, piske halacha. You're getting yourself into a lot of trouble. Even this is very chiddush. Our kids Shulchan Aruch, you know, Rav Moshe. This is this thing from the very beginning. This is they've done a tremendous service. They've taken a ton of stuff in the Mishnah Berurah, and what's unique is no one ever did such a thing like this. Is piske Rav Moshe Feinstein? They've gone through to a very large degree anything Rav Moshe Paskin Benegia. Halacha is brought down in Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. They've presented in the footnotes, and this is what Rav Moshe says about this halacha. So it's a very unique approach to Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. Okay, let's go to the halacha. So over here, this halacha we said is abused. In Elitzach, Lilmoid Lahavin Leizer Bracha Levachal Kol Minamin. Vafadav Shiav Shalal Lizbar the Ach. Bedavar sheev shalal hisbar meizamin hu oy shenistapku hapoiskim biev shalal hachria. Of course, even in this situation where the bracha taka is shahakol, if you would be able to wash and wash, that would be even better. Okay, it's not a lichat, still not considered to be a lichat hila. Let's see what it says over here in the Piskei Shuvis. And then the Shomer Tzonim Halacha Tzach Lum Lavanis Dizabrachim Shas Beis Nabadim Isa de Mishabchir Abonon es Rav Zvid Odom Gadol Hu, they praised him. They praised Rav Zvid. He's an Odom Gadol. Why? What was the praise? Ubaki bebrachosu. He was a baki in the laws of brachas. Amazing Chagmara. Brachabi, this is a very good speech for a Brachabi contest. Umashma duhu inyin v'chashivas gadol. V'cheinam ruhayman debaylon havi chosid. If you want to be a chosid, yikaye milei de brachas. A beautiful man of Chazal, chashivas of knowing the laws of brachas. They put a lot of, they're very, a lot of nice things today. Short little books that have all the brachas, all the common foods. That what's really good is Badner. Badner already has it over here, the safe. They wrote over here a safer on Hilchos Brachas. And he has a little addendum, a little book that has all, goes through all the common foods. Every food you can imagine, the short little book and the bracha, and then all the complicated issues. He has a page number, look it up in his main book, where he elaborates exactly the issues and the chiluk ideas on certain issues. All the other books, no, they have a book. What bracha you make on this, they give you a list of, okay, they give, it's very good. But this is even better, because not only does it have the bracha, it gives you a page number where to go in the main book, the thick book, to tell you all of the Yesodos, the Chilkideis, and the theory why it's this bracha. Rabbi Badner, the laws of brachas. Rabbi Badner, they had, I think right behind you over there, I'll show you during the break, there's so the book over there. Yeah?
Just peanuts, not within the context of
yes.
The meal, but just as you sit down to eat peanuts. What bracha is that?
Peanut? You, oh, so there are two different types of peanuts. I believe that's a very common question. They have to be roasted, right? Roasted. If they're roasted, you make hadama peanuts. Wait, it's hadama.
Hadama.
Hadama. Peanuts are hadama. Make hadama. But there is such a thing, it's shocking, you make a shahakol on peanuts.
Really?
If they're raw peanuts, do they even sell raw peanuts?
Yeah, you don't eat raw.
How raw?
They, not roasted, it's raw.
When you go buy a regular thing of peanuts, they sell
roasted.
To children roasted.
Even so, in the shells?
Yeah.
Even
in the shells.
No, in the shells. Is it roasted?
Sure.
Or is it raw?
Yeah.
Oh, it's roasted in the shells.
Are you sure?
Sure.
Walnuts.
Sure, roasted in the shells.
When you buy with the shells, those.
Well, roasted is it? It goes through an oven. That's what they do.
You buy, if you get a walnut.
Walnuts goes on a tree.
Right?
Walnuts from a tree.
It's not going to look like a peanut.
Really? It's not edible? All peanuts you buy in the store.
It's edible, but it's not shantam.
Uh-huh.
Can you eat raw potatoes? You can eat raw potatoes.
That's what it says in his book. Raw peanuts, if it's raw, shahakal.
But the peanuts that,
the peanuts that we buy in the store are roasted, are hadama. No, I made a mistake. I always get confused. Different types of nuts. There are certain exceptions.
Like
most nuts you make ho'etz. There are some nuts you make ho'adama.
Yes.
Peanuts are hadama. What other nuts are hadama?
Really the exception. Most
cashews are eights.
Most nuts and you make ho'etz.
Cashews are eights. Nuts together.
If you're eating mixed nuts, you'd have to make two brachas. You make a bracha hadama on the peanuts.
You make the hadama, you eat the eights already. So you make the eights first.
And then you make the eights first, right? First, well, that's not mukhach. If you make the eights, okay, we'll come to that. That's not so simple. If you make the hadama first, the chatchil is in order, but I don't know if you yoitz, you mamash yoitz a lot.
Like shahakel, does everything, hadama.
That's not mukhach. Okay, we knew how he's going to discuss those issues. It's not always true. But, okay, so let's leave with that for now. Okay, so this is, so we're up to Halacha Gimel. Okay, so we'll stop here.